You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Wednesday, the government announced its plans to develop four publicly owned entities to take responsibility of drinking water, wastewater and stormwater infrastructure across New Zealand. This morning, I spoke with Eugenie Sage, the Green Party spokesperson for Three Waters. We talked about the importance of iwi and mana whenua involvement, and she expressed to me her concerns about the lack of public engagement in developing the entities. Could you give me a brief overview of the Three Waters announcement on Wednesday?
So the government has released a number of cabinet papers and given an overview of the four entities that are going to be created and the districts that will be included in those. They have said that there's a lot of detail, because this is very complex, that will be included in legislation, and there are major decisions to be made later in the year, about around July. It's also unclear about whether councils are going to be forced into this process. Some councils, like Whangarei, Waimakariri, have expressed some concern, and previously there's been a government commitment that it be a voluntary process. But if these four big regional entities are to be set up to cover the whole of the motu, it's unclear whether the government's going to compel local authorities.
And do you think these new entities will ensure access to clean and safe water across the whole of Aotearoa?
There are some major issues. There is a review of local government, the 67 councils, and their structure and functions. For the Greens, this reform is going too fast, and we have yet to see clear information about the way in which a community voice can be maintained, the way in which public ownership is really assured, and you won't get a future Conservative government deciding to sell off these entities, and whether it will actually ensure that communities can still have an influence on clean water. We need to invest more in Three Waters. We need to ensure that everyone has safe, healthy drinking water. Tomata Arawai has been established as a regulatory body to oversee that. Parliament's currently considering legislation about source water risk management plans and a whole regulatory framework to ensure our drinking water is clean, safe and healthy. We need that regime to bed down. The reforms that the government is proposing are massive and not yet convinced that they're going to deliver all that's promised.
Is there a concern for you that with such massive changes taking place during the establishment of these entities, that iwi and mana whenua involvement is going to be overlooked?
No, there's been quite a commitment to ensuring that mana whenua have influence over the strategic and performance expectations for the entities, and that there are mana whenua representatives on the regional representative group which would select the boards that sort of have oversight of the entities. So there is a strong commitment by government to mana whenua involvement and to mana o tawai being implemented. But one of the major issues, the public has not really been consulted about this. People are being told this is happening, and there have been major problems with our electricity sector with Max Bradford's energy reforms back in the 80s, and we don't want a repeat of that.
So your primary concern is around public ownership of these new entities. Can you describe to me what your ideal vision for public engagement would be?
Well, at the moment we have councils which have committed to investment in infrastructure, and the primary rationale or primary reason for the changes is that councils cannot borrow enough to invest to upgrade infrastructure. But councils are at a scale where the public and communities can engage with them. These four big regional entities, it'll be much more difficult to do that. So at the moment the Green Party's going through all of the cabinet papers that have been released. It's a big dump of documents, and getting a better understanding of the scale of the changes and what's proposed and developing a position in response to that.
And why do you think it's so important for New Zealanders to be consulted on the proposals?
Because New Zealanders care about stormwater, sewage and drinking water. How our communities are planned and designed, where housing happens, influences stormwater flows, whether those go into local streams, estuaries. We want to ensure that there's good housing design that ensures that stormwater is healthy. In terms of wastewater systems, there is a need for improved design capacity and helping particularly the smaller councils not convinced that that means we need to move to four regional entities. One of the problems for local councils has been a lack of funding to invest in infrastructure, and that whole discussion about how much government revenue should be shared with local councils to assist with Three Waters infrastructure is a conversation that needs to be had. Instead, we're moving to this big reshaping of how we deliver Three Waters.
You mentioned yesterday the importance of really getting this right. What does really getting it right actually look like?
Really getting it right, I think, means slowing down the pace of change so we can actually look carefully at what is being proposed, that councils, which have been delivering these services, in many cases providing excellent services for their communities, in many cases having a strong plan to invest in upgrading wastewater, drinking water supply, in many cases people getting safe, healthy drinking water. So it's working with councils about what is the best for our future, taking some of the analysis that has been done and ensuring that the public has a strong voice and that there is a strong community engagement in the shape of any change.
That was Eugenie Sage from the Green Party on the Three Waters entities. I was also interested in getting another angle on this story, so I reached out to Water New Zealand and spoke with Chief Executive Gillian Blythe. I asked her for her thoughts on what Eugenie Sage had told me earlier. So earlier today, I spoke to Eugenie Sage from the Green Party, who expressed to me concern about the lack of public involvement in the development of the Three Waters entities. Do you think enough is being done to involve the public in the Three Waters decision making?
So if I can just take us back to what I would see as the beginning, you know, ultimately, all of us in New Zealand want to be able to turn on the tap and have clean, safe drinking water and to be able to swim in our rivers and our beaches. And so that's what this is all about. And part of it is around what do we need to do to ensure that we can do that. And so we've seen a lot of information released over the last 4 weeks about actually how much money we need to spend, you know, sort of $120 billion up to $185 billion over a 30-year period to be able to achieve that. And so now we've got to the point when the government has released its proposals in terms of structural change. And I think we've seen the national level number, that 120 to 185 billion. We've now got some local information in terms of what it might mean for individual councils. And so now we're at that point when we can actually have a proper conversation with communities around what is it going to mean for them? And what do we need to do to find a structure that allows us to invest to the level required in a way that you and I can actually afford.
And do you have any concerns that the government is moving too fast with this water reform? Like, do you think we need more space to have that kōrero or that conversation with the public instead of moving forward at such a rapid pace?
I think it's important that we have the kōrero, but we needed the information to be able to have it. And I think we've now got the information. And it's important that, you know, there is this discussion. But I also think that for those of us in the industry, in the water sector, we've known for a long time that we needed to spend more on our Three Waters assets in terms of drinking water, wastewater and stormwater. And we know that there are many New Zealanders who are not receiving, you know, clean, safe drinking water, that there is, you know, a million people and over, based on Ministry of Health data, that, you know, we're receiving drinking water that didn't comply with drinking water standards. And so there has to be at some point, you have to decide when you need to start making some decisions. How can we invest what's required such that it is safe and that we can swim in those beaches and those rivers after big storm events?
And are you feeling positive that with the development of these four entities that we'll see that change happen?
I think what I'm feeling the most positive about is that we're actually having the conversation, because so much of the Three Waters assets are underground. You know, if I just take you back, if I take you to Wellington, I think we've got you know, almost 100% of the stormwater assets are underground, about 85% of wastewater assets are underground, and 75% of drinking water assets are underground. Now, that basically means that they're out of sight and out of mind. And so when you're trying to address the many challenges that councils have in terms of, you know, demands on their budgets, you've got to make decisions about what gets invested and what doesn't get invested in. You know, and so now we've got, for all of us across New Zealand, can see the numbers that we're talking about and can actually have that conversation. And so that's, to me, the first step. Just in the same way as, you know, if I give you information about your electricity bill or your bank account, if you've got information, you can make some decisions. This is exactly the same thing. New Zealand now has got information about what we need to spend across the country to improve our drinking water, our wastewater and our stormwater. And we can actually make some decisions.
Some councils have criticised the reforms. Do you think the government could be working better with councils throughout Aotearoa, or do you think that enough is being done?
I think councils were really keen to get their own local information, and that's what they've got this week. And I think that's a really important part, because if I tell you 120 to 185 billion, they are huge numbers that need to be invested. But it's not down to what it means for you and me, you know? I mean, I don't know where you're based, Francis, but, you know, I'm in Wellington. You know, what does it mean to me as a householder? What will I be paying as we go out, you know, over between now and 2050? And so I think what the councils needed was the local information, and they've got it. And certainly from, you know, engagement with local government in New Zealand, you know, I understand that they're now being able to take the time to understand what information has been provided, you know, such that they can continue the good conversations with central government and with communities.
And for those sort of households that you were speaking about, do you think that the news on Wednesday has come as a reassurance that the government is doing the right thing and taking these big steps?
I think it should be reassuring to householders that, you know, the concerns that they might have if they're on a boil water notice or a do not consume notice, or if they've seen wastewater in their streets, or, you know, wastewater and stormwater contaminating beaches after big storm events, you know, that they should be feeling reassured that the information is there for people to make some really, really important decisions. Because if we were making it blind, then as a householder, right, you know, you and I would both be concerned, wouldn't we? So now we've got the information, and so we can have that conversation.
That was Gillian Blythe, the Chief Executive of Water New Zealand, on the water reforms.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/becasts.